Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. We begin today with an important discussion on security updates released this Monday across popular Linux distributions. Regularly applying these patches is still the number one recommendation for fortifying your system and averting costly incidents. This week, Alma Linux has released crucial security upgrades for their kernel and OpenSSL, both of which are core pillars that help safeguard your operating environment against malicious intrusions. If you're running Alma Linux for servers or workstations, make checking for those kernel and OpenSSL updates a priority today. Debian also joins the round of updates with significant notices for both its stable and long-term support versions this week. Patches like DLA 44851 for CA certificates and DSA 61461 for Chromium have landed, addressing vulnerabilities that might leave systems exposed otherwise. These updates affect packages vital for encrypted communications and secure web browsing, so even if you're not running the very latest hardware, keep your software protected. Fedora users should also pay attention this week, particularly those using Fedora 42 or 43, since there are prominent updates to Chromium and several Python libraries. Fedora's active community continues to play a key role in identifying issues on desktop and server setups and deploying fixes rapidly. Magia has flagged updates for packages like FreeRDP and GNUTLS, again addressing vulnerabilities that are often leveraged in attacks against end users. Don't skip those Magia notifications. They can make a big difference, especially for anyone deploying Magia in remote access environments or for handling encrypted data streams. Turning to Red Hat, this week's spotlight is on Grafana, the popular open-source analytics and monitoring solution, which saw fixes rolled out for critical vulnerabilities. The updates cross multiple versions in Red Hat Enterprise Linux, so consult your RHEL dashboard and patch Grafana without delay. SUSE has stepped up too, focusing on enhancing Chromium support and bringing improvements to their Linux kernel for extra robustness. Whether you're a desktop user or running SUSE in the data center, these updates help head off potential performance issues and vulnerabilities at their root. Ubuntu, famously the starting point for many Linux newcomers, remains committed to quick patch cycles, and this week is no different. With new critical updates to packages like DJ Vue Libre and Evolution Data Server, users should check their update manager and mark those as high priority. It's another strong reminder that in today's digital landscape, even well-trodden open-source tools can become targets unless actively maintained. Collectively, all these updates form a broad safety net for open source users, and it's worth reiterating. No matter which flavor of Linux you choose, staying current is non-negotiable for cybersecurity. Shifting gears, let's talk about the big advances making headlines in open source technology and programming methods this week, starting with the Ladybird browser project. Ladybird, an ambitious browser aiming for secure and modern web experiences, has officially transitioned its core development language from C++ to Rust. This decision follows both initial skepticism and growing appreciation of Rust's ability to prevent memory safety bugs that have haunted C++ usage for decades. While some developers were concerned about the impact on object-oriented programming patterns, Ladybird maintainers highlighted that Rust's safety guarantees make it a valuable leap forward. The move is expected to sharply decrease classes of vulnerabilities, improving browser reliability for all users. Keeping with Rust, let's head over to FreeBSD, where the project is making strides towards integrating Rust-based drivers into their kernel. FreeBSD's development team recently announced plans to make stable Rust kernel driver support ready for day-to-day use by early 2026. This improvement dovetails with a streamlined web management interface and reinforced compatibility for Java applications on the platform. Not to be overlooked, there are updates to wireless and audio drivers that significantly enhance hardware support, helping FreeBSD remain a competitive choice. These commitments underscore how critical memory safety is to both desktop and server operating systems today. Let's stay with hardware for a moment and highlight news from the world of graphics drivers. The integrated AMD GPU driver has now surpassed a stunning 6 million lines of code, underscoring the explosive growth and complexity of supporting next-generation hardware. Developers continue to build out features and performance optimizations with every update, ensuring compatibility with the latest chipsets and gaming standards. This relentless pace of development is not just about keeping up with new cards, but bringing higher performance to the wide base of existing users as well. If you rely on Linux for gaming, rendering, or heavy GPU workloads, keep a close eye on driver release notes to get the most from your hardware. On another front, Let's talk about Docker and artificial intelligence, an area seeing an influx of creative energy lately. Docker, the backbone of containerized development, is now doubling down on AI-powered tooling with the integration of an agent named Gordon. Gordon acts as a smart debugging agent within Linux environments, working alongside developers to trace problems and suggest remedies in real time. This can radically speed up troubleshooting and take some of the repetitive tedium out of debugging stubborn application errors. In parallel, Docker is piloting their new sandboxes, a feature that allows AI models to run securely in isolated containers for safer testing and model execution. The goal is to make development with sensitive or experimental AI algorithms much less risky by sharply limiting the blast radius if something goes awry. Sandboxes could become pivotal for anyone wanting to tap the power of AI without compromising host operating systems or leaking sensitive data. The upshot is that Docker is now more than just a tool for shipping apps. It's becoming a hub for responsible, scalable, and secure AI development. Now, let's turn our attention to a different type of challenge: the legislative and regulatory landscape surrounding software. A new bill proposed in Colorado this week aims to require operating systems to implement age reporting for applications sharing only essential data to help distinguish three age groups: under 16, from 16 to 18, and 18 and older. Notably, the proposed law intends only to communicate broad categories, explicitly excluding the sharing of birth dates or unnecessary personal details. This reporting mechanism is designed to give applications a way to comply with age-based content restrictions or legal obligations for minors. Importantly, the legislation tightly controls the transmission of age data, barring any unauthorized sharing with third parties or advertisers. Should a company violate these provisions, they face penalties starting at $2,500 for negligent breaches and up to $7,500 for intentional violations per minor. However, critics highlight a major flaw. There is, as yet, no robust verification mechanism to ensure the accuracy of age information supplied by users or their guardians. Without reliable verification, it's entirely possible for minors to misrepresent their age with few consequences, potentially undermining the law's intent to safeguard young users. Supporters of the bill acknowledge this gap, arguing that while companies should be encouraged to make apps safer for minors, they cannot replace the crucial role played by parents and guardians. Regulation, they say, should supplement, not substitute, the parental responsibility to guide children in selecting appropriate content and applications. If the bill passes into law, it's set to take effect on January 1, 2028, with a 90-day window for the public to petition for a referendum against adoption. This evolving conversation is yet another example of the increased scrutiny software faces as issues of privacy, online safety, and user data become more prominent worldwide. In wrapping up, let's reflect on the big picture and why all these developments matter for users, developers, and decision makers in software. On the one hand, rapid patching and proactive maintenance remain absolutely critical to safeguarding systems from an ever-changing threat landscape. On the other, the uptake of new programming languages like Rust and AI-powered workflows is opening possibilities for safer, more reliable, and more productive software development. And on the policy front, legislators are struggling to keep pace, aiming to better protect vulnerable users while grappling with the complexities of digital identities and verification. For SYS admins and IT professionals, today's best practice remains the same: monitor advisories, schedule timely updates, and review your security posture regularly. Developers, now's a good time to experiment with memory-safe languages, invest in robust testing practices, and explore new platforms as they mature. For parents and families, awareness about online tools, privacy, and keeping dialogue open with children about technology choices is more important than ever. Whether it's a kernel update or a policy change, the way we use and build software is evolving quickly. Staying informed and proactive is the clearest path to safer technology for everyone. As always, we'll keep tracking the future of open source and software policy right here. Thanks for listening.